Brianne, the last time we spoke, you had won the Tech Venture Prize. That was in 2013. It's now 2016. How are things coming along with ORPEX?
It's been going really well. So it's been about 3.5 years since we last met up at the Tech Venture Prize. And what we've done since then as a company is we've commercialized our first medical product, which is the Serosense RX device. This is a system that is comprised of a pressure-sensitive insert that can be worn in the shoe, and it collects data over time for the purpose of providing feedback to people that are affected by diabetic neuropathy and who have lost feeling in their feet and are at risk for ulcers and amputation. What we do is we take data from the foot, we put that data through algorithms that then provide activity-based feedback to the wearer to prevent those really dreaded complications from happening. So since we last spoke, that product has been commercialized. We've been working on developing a channel and access for patients in a couple of key areas. So one has been Alberta through Alberta Health Services. And the other area that we've been focused on is in specific networks in the U.S. patient population.
So why is your product so important for people with diabetes?
The product's really important because there is just this tremendous burden of diabetic foot disease right now that's currently being under-addressed and under-recognized. We know that about 8 to 9% of the adult population has diabetes. It's about 30% if you look at all people who are pre-diabetic. And of people who have diabetes, about 60% of them will go on to develop feeling loss in their feet secondary to neuropathy. So when people do develop that numbness in their feet, they're unable to perceive when they're hurting themselves or when damage is being done to the foot, usually from sort of prolonged static type of activity, such as standing or sitting. And because a patient lacks that sensory feedback to know that that should hurt and they should stop doing it, these complications develop and they can persist and recur to the point where it costs the North American healthcare system about $16 billion per year. And about 1 in 4 people with diabetes will develop wounds. So it's a tremendous problem. Up until now, with technology like this, the way that we've addressed the problem is by identifying people who have high-risk feet, educating them about the problem, providing them with appropriate fitting footwear and knowledge about how to best care for their feet. But because they lack that sensory perception, they're still at very, very high risk, even if they follow all of those recommendations of developing wounds. And so what we're doing is we're really enabling the patient to care for their feet again and to do that preventatively rather than reactively and in waiting for wounds to develop.
So you say that this is commercialized now. How are people getting a hold of it? Do they have to go to their doctors, or is it really getting a lot of push from the medical community?
We've been focusing on a number of different activities to help drive adoption of the device. One thing that we've been focusing on is getting this into the hands of patients, but being paid for by payers or insurers. So we certainly see that the ultimate value of this device is being a device that can really enable patients to maintain quality of life for a longer period of time. So the ultimate impact is on the patient level. But when you look at it from a dollars and cents perspective, if you were to put this device on any particular high-risk patient with diabetic foot disease, the annual cost savings of the system end up ranging somewhere in the $10,000 to $15,000 Canadian range per year. And so ultimately, this is a system that can save the healthcare system money while also improving the lives of patients. And because it is from an economic perspective, it's really about saving the system dollars and cents. We've been focused on methods to actually get the health system to pay for it so that the patients aren't having to pay out of pocket. And we are in the process right now, for example, in Alberta, with going through a multi-site pilot using the technology in Alberta on high-risk patients. That's a study that's examining 120 patients over the course of a year and looking at the ability of the system to actually prevent new wounds in patients who have had them in the past. If we're able to show success with that study, then that would be a very key stepping stone to get Alberta Health Services on board with actually supplying this to those patients who are in highest need of a technology like this.
So you're working with Alberta Health Services. Are you able to market in other areas?
Yes, I should be clear. We do offer the device to people or groups that do want to pay out of pocket currently. We are registered with Health Canada and the FDA, so you can actually purchase the system if you're in either of those countries. But just from a longer-term perspective, we really are focused on methods to actually get the system out without having to have a patient pay out of pocket.
Have you been working on some new things?
We have been. So the work that's been done in the Therosense product to date has been focusing on people who have had wounds and are at risk for future wounds. We've started to actually expand some of our testing into looking at the ability of the device to affect faster healing in people who do have existing wounds. And then outside of the Therosense RX umbrella, we've started to look at ways that we can actually use the similar core technology in different applications. So one application of that has been a system called the Logger system, which is a kit that we sell to researchers that enables them to use our sensor-based hardware to collect data from the foot that basically provides a sensor feed that shows where the foot is in time and in space. And so any type of research application where the researcher might benefit from knowing how the human body is moving on a mobile individual has potential use for a system like this. So we've essentially started to expand out the use of the same core technology that we developed to apply to patients with diabetes.
Now that you're well established here with the Therosense and the new things that are coming on board, how has your company grown? How many people do you have working with you?
We have a company of about 10 employees currently, and we expect that that size of company will persist for the next couple of years. Our efforts over the next little while are really focused on achieving sort of a broader and deeper repertoire of clinical data surrounding our technologies. And then once we've effectively executed on those milestones, we would be applying for larger scale reimbursement coverage. So it would be about 3 years from now that we would project to be at that point. And at that point, we would expect to have to scale the company beyond the size that it currently is.
Now, it's not easy building a company and commercializing a product. And it always takes a little bit of help. Who's helped you along the way?
We've had tremendous support from many of the organizations that exist in Alberta and nationally to support companies like ours in the technology and medical spheres. So groups that we've had tremendous working relationships with have been MyTax, NRC IRAP, and Alberta Innovate. We continue to have really strong relationships with these groups, and they really have supported our non-dilutive needs with the company.
Certainly in Alberta, one of the big issues of the day is what can we do to support our inventors and developers to diversify the economy? What advice do you have based on your experience?
It's a really good question and something that has come up a lot recently. How do we optimize our technology ecosystem for diversification outside of what traditional sectors are in Alberta? And I think we do have a particular ability to scale up our potential in our companies in the biotechnology, medical technology, and health technology spheres. There are tremendous institutions here that focus on training the best and the brightest in the world. There are incredible facilities for doing some of that testing. And there are really strong government support systems to enable non-dilutive funding of these companies. On the other side of things, I think that we have a really unique opportunity in testing in our local health system. If you even look at the remainder of the world, Alberta is really far ahead in terms of its appetite for setting up programs to test innovations from small and medium enterprises. So we have this sandbox to actually test new technologies in our own backyard, which is really quite exceptional. That's being enabled by the ACE program with Alberta Innovates currently. And so the piece that I think that we can really work on to complement that ecosystem that is really strong and the process of being built is to take a look at what exists in the venture financing space. There just seems to be a tremendous dearth of funding in health and medical tech locally and nationally as well. And so part of enabling this type of company to flourish is just ensuring that there's an appropriate and complete landscape to finance these ventures from start to the point where they would have an exit or they would continue on as going concerns. So that would be the area that I think still needs work.
Now, you studied to be a physician, and yet here you are as a CEO of a company that is just growing. You've got new technology that you've developed. Did you ever see yourself moving in this area?
I certainly didn't project where I would be. The reason that we ended up founding Orpix and continuing on this path is because the group of people who did found the company saw that there was this tremendous opportunity that was not being met by other technologies. So the creation of the company was done in an effort to address that. And had it not been for that real pull for technology from my clinical background, I would never have started this. But going into clinical medicine, I certainly didn't anticipate that I would go the business route. The business route has simply enabled the development of a line of products to fill a gap in the health market.
Thank you very much, Brienne.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.